presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
February 20th, 11 o'clock America, New York, helping stroke patients regain movement in their hands. The results of an innovative study suggest electrical stimulation of the spinal cord could eventually help some of the many people disabled by strokes.
BBC News Business.
February 20th, 10:59 America, New York, Tesco boosts staff pay by a further 7%. The supermarket has raised its workers' pay three times in the last 10 months.
New York Times Business.
February 20th, 10:13 America, New York, New York Times wins three Polk Awards. The Times was honored for its coverage of the war in Ukraine and a photo of war victims, as well as for its reporting on private schools for Hasidic Jews in New York. Ukrainians surveying damage to a residential building from a Russian missile attack in South Kyiv, Ukraine, last February.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 20th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Long COVID as a disability. Here's how to ask for workplace accommodations. Some people suffering from fatigue, brain fog and other symptoms struggle to request support from their employers.
Daily FX Market News.
February 20th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Euro dollar outlook. Euro USD trades flat as volatility remains light. Euro USD has risen to another zone of technical resistance, driving euro dollar into another tight range. As volatility remains light, fundamentals could drive the next move.
Global economy.
February 20th, 9:24 America, New York. The next World Bank president has a huge task on their hands. From climate change to reconstruction, the institution has failed to tackle a range of urgent challenges.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 20th, 9:07 America, New York, Ericsson to cut 1,400 jobs as orders slow. The cuts are part of an effort the company announced late last year to reduce costs by the end of 2023 through streamlining processes, closing facilities and using fewer consultants.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 20th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Holdouts against condo termination duel with real estate firms. As waterfront land diminishes in South Florida, developers look to condo terminations as a way of scoring prime land.
Daily FX Market News.
February 20th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Gold prices, ZAU, USD, nudge higher but bigger tests lie ahead. The precious metal has regained the $1,840 level, but with the U.S. closed and with heavyweight data and event risk looming this week, volatility is likely in the coming days.
BBC News Business.
February 20th, 7:35 America, New York. Cost of living, future fall in energy bills may prompt return of switching. A typical domestic energy bill will rise in April, but there are fresh forecasts of subsequent falls.
Global economy.
February 20th, 7:31 America, New York, EV charger plan sparks new US-EU green subsidy row. European business groups attack made in America twist to electric vehicle charging scheme.
Marginal revolution.
February 20th, 7:20 America, New York, no respect for diversity of opinion or choice. David Zweig notes an important correlation. The colleges with the most stifling atmospheres for speech also have the most aggressive COVID vaccine policies. The colleges that most welcome and protect a free exchange of ideas, in turn, have the least intrusive vaccine requirements.
BBC News Business.
February 20th, 6:01 America, New York, Drax, Selby Power Station workers walk out in pay dispute. Workers at the UK's biggest power station stage the first of nine scheduled strikes over pay.
Daily FX Market News.
February 20th, 5:58 America, New York, USD, JPY update. Signs of exhaustion, acceptance above 134.50 needed for bullish rally to continue. USD, JPY has stalled following last week's 300 pip rally. Retracement is looking more likely before further upside.
New York Times Business.
February 20th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Two evangelical leaders, Jim Wallis and Kyle Mayard, shop on radical faith, climate change and more. With a focus on issues normally considered progressive, the Revs. Jim Wallis and Kyle Maillard Shop hope to expand the evangelical political imagination.
Marginal Revolution.
February 20th, 331 America, New York, Incentives Matter, edition number 4637. Many developed countries currently both face and resist strong migratory pressure, fueling irregular migration. The central Mediterranean Sea is among the most dangerous crossings for irregular migrants in the world.
Marginal Revolution. February 20th, 032 America, New York, Emergent Ventures Winners, 24th Cohort. Schacht Noy, MIT Economics, to do RCTs on GPTs as teaching and learning tools. Gabriel Birnbaum, Bay Area, from Fortaleza, Brazil, to investigate lithography as a key technology used in the manufacturing of microchips.
Global Economy, February 20th, 028 America, New York, First FT. Western pleas on Ukraine fail to sway African and South American leaders. Also in today's newsletter, World Bank members split on reforms and Meta to launch subscription service.